Nearly 200 people went to the State House this morning as part of a last-ditch effort to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. There's no evidence that members of the Electoral College are heeding calls across the country to deny Trump the presidency. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, anti-Trump Vermonters are vowing to fight his administration's policies.
The temperature was still stuck at zero as people trudged up the steps of the State House on Monday morning, and even a generous application of salt hadn't melted the ice crunching underfoot. But slick roads and bitter cold didn't keep people away from the State House meeting room where Vermont's three electors would be casting their votes for president. All three, not surprisingly, voted for Hillary Clinton, who was the lopsided winner of the popular vote here. But Vermonters from across the state used the occasion to urge electors in Trump's strongholds to derail his path to the White House.
As a queer, female, Jewish American, I am terrified.
That's Sophie Beatty Kay, a 19-year-old Montpelier resident. Beatty Kay says Trump's inauguration would threaten the hard-won victories LGBTQ people have seen in recent years. Her message to electors across the country is that lives are at stake.
That sounds dramatic, but people who rely on state-funded health care to literally survive, kids who are dealing with gender identity issues and sexuality issues, who are going to see a vice president who funds conversion therapy, literal child abuse, are going to suffer intensely.
Most of the people at Monday's rally, though notably not all of them, seemed resigned to the inevitability of a Trump presidency, and many used the venue to express their worst fears. Jane Oglethorpe is director of the Vermont chapter of the Alliance for Retired Americans. From the Environmental Protection Agency to the Department of Energy, Oglethorpe says Trump's cabinet appointments reflect a disregard for the federal agencies they've been chosen to oversee.
Where what Trump seems to do is find the person who is going to tear that position apart, and it'll destroy the fabric of our country. So that's what I'm here for.
David Chamberlain is a history teacher at Burke Mountain Academy. Chamberlain says for people opposed to Trump's agenda, attending rallies and protests isn't enough.
This is nice and pretty, but it probably won't be effective. We need to take escalating action. Thank you.
Chamberlain proposed mass worker strikes, for example, as a means of moving the dial. The MC for Monday's event was Gwendolyn Hallsmith. She's the Vermont director of a national group called Democracy Spring, which is working on, among other issues, overturning the Citizens United Supreme Court decision that lifted restrictions on political spending. Paul Smith periodically led the group in chants before the electors arrived to conduct their business, and she called for an end to an electoral college system that she says is, quote, racist, elitist, and undemocratic. Some at the event said defeating Trump will require a coalition with the people who elected him.
My name is Tim Kasten. I'm from Middlesex.
Kasten says a Facebook post he wrote recently yielded a number of angry comments from Trump supporters, and he says it's important that people of his political persuasion listen to what they have to say.
We have to also recognize that there are millions of people who are deeply enamored of Donald Trump, and we need to find a way to bridge the gap in our political feelings.
The results of the Electoral College vote will be officially announced on January 6th. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.